The McGillicuddy House is just a few yards away from Mount Rushmore Road, one of the busiest streets in town. This house is Jean Kesloff's baby. She gives me a tour on a chilly Friday afternoon, and as we enter, the traffic noise subsides, buffered by walls of thick Hot Springs sandstone. Oh my, I think I got a lot of work to do. I first notice patches of plaster clinging to bare lath and a layer of dusty dark plywood protecting the original floor. To the right is a staircase, straight ahead are doorways, to the left is the sitting room. Like archaeologists on a dig, volunteers have torn away layers added during renovations to find original features, like the good quality but damaged wood that adorns the triangular patch of wall under the staircase.
This is the original paneling on the stairwell.
Oh, so I see. Yeah, there's a 2x4 here that was sheetrock that hid this. When they pulled up substrate and tongue-and-groove oak flooring, workers found outlines on the old floor like boundary lines on a map, charting where features were changed when the house was remodeled.
The floor throughout the first level is original. You can see the evidence where the newel post sat right there, where the stairs turned and came this way.
Okay.
And then across there is where the door was on an angle, and two little side walls, and then there was an entrance.
It's not just the floor that gives up evidence of things changed. Over the stairwell is a deep square hole that was once covered over.
That's an original window?
That's an original window.
So what's on the other side of it?
Well, it's the sandstone block. When they reconfigured the front door to be square, they redid the sandstone block in the front. So they just blocked it up.
Oh, okay.
We didn't want it open, so we just left the sandstone. But it was filled with rock. They just filled it full of rock, and we've taken the rock out and left. We'll take that sandstone out last.
That's just one of the windows that have been blocked. Another is filled with a fireplace.
Now, this fireplace here is not original?
No.
But it looks really old.
Well, you know, mid-40s is when we think it was put in. But it was also put in the area where there was an original window, and you can see the original colors of the window, the black and the red, and part of the original window that we will be reconstructing.
Another window has been replaced with a bookshelf. At the top are pieces of wood that have history.
See the black up there?
Uh-huh.
That's a piece of original molding that came from somewhere, probably the outside of the house. Not sure till we get it down. I can see what it is. See those cut-off pieces that have red on them?
Uh-huh.
Those are original pieces. We just find them everywhere because at that time they reused what they took down.
During a former renovation, pieces of the old house were repurposed, tucked into the new construction to serve as supports or braces. These remnants, with paint still intact, help today's restorers to know what colors McGillicuddy chose for his house, which is known today through black and white photos. Kesloff shows off a particularly valuable board.
And this was laying at the top of the stairs underneath some flooring. And it was actually funny because we took the flooring up and we're looking at this going, my, that pattern looks familiar. What is that? And then it was like, oh my gosh, there's the color of the house. There's the color of the trim. It was a huge find. We knew the house was green, but we didn't know what color green, what shade green. So we took it down to one of the local paint stores and they helped us match the color. Because there were only so many colors used in this area at that time.
By finding pieces of the original trim, Kesloff is able to know not only that the house was green, but that it was edged in red and black.
I think that the house colors and the house style really reflect the man. He was really a true Renaissance man.
The house, as built, had a tall second story. Kesloff says there's evidence that a fire damaged it, and eventually it was rebuilt as a half story. The height has been restored, with new windows put in. The McGillicuddy house sits on a street with other old houses built about the same time, along with smaller, more recent houses tucked in between them. Restorers plan to use the house as a museum that will hold a collection of antique furniture the group has acquired. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.